We know we're in a growing supplies period in the U.S. beef industry. We have more cattle producing more pounds of beef than we have for the last several years. We also have increasing supplies of competing meats. Pork and poultry are increasing at a fast rate. You know, in 2015, we had 10 pounds more total meat protein available to our consumers than the year prior. And this year is going to see another 8 to 10% increase overall. So that's a lot of meat for our customers to work their way through. Additionally, we're having difficulty in the export arena. The tariff rate disadvantage that we have going into Japan. We also have a disadvantage with the strength in the U.S. dollar. A stronger dollar makes it harder for our products to compete globally, makes our products more expensive than competing currency products from competing currency countries like Australia. So all those things together put us in a very, very fragile and challenging marketplace. Knowing that and watching the volatility, the increased larger movements in our futures market, we know that it's not just supply and demand that is influencing our markets on a day-to-day or minute-to-minute basis. So high-frequency trading is a new technology that's applied throughout many financial markets, and it's a new technology that's here to stay. But in our commodity markets, our commodity futures markets, we need to know that those prices that we see in the markets are not over-influenced by the new technology and trading. We need to be able to have confidence that those prices are tied back to the fundamentals of supply and demand. So we're working with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, trying to identify solutions to the extreme volatility that high-frequency trading has caused in our cattle futures.
Now, during the annual summer conference, cattle industry members will meet in both NCBA policy committees and subcommittees, as well as joint committees and subcommittees to discuss current developments, to work on initiatives developed at the convention, and to make plans for the upcoming fiscal year that begins on October the 1st. The 2016 Cattle Industry Summer Conference runs through Saturday in Denver, Colorado. To learn more, go to beefusa.org.